Well, now we're going to take some time out to reflect on last Sunday's big game in Healy Park. Of course, Tyrone were bidding for three Ulster titles in a row. They were at home to Monaghan, and Monaghan came out on top, a goal in 18 to 116. John Lynch, what went wrong?
I suppose, Tom, you could start and you could talk all day about what went wrong, I suppose, and at this stage, probably, from a Tyrone point of view, Mickey needs to be taking positives from it. And unfortunately, to me, looking on, there wasn't a lot of positives, Tom. We obviously started well, Tom. You know, the game, very strange game, Tom, to be honest with you. It was very subdued. The crowd was very subdued. There wasn't much atmosphere, you know, from the crowd. And the game sort of lacked a bit of intensity, you know, for the first 15, 20 minutes. But, you know, through that stage, Tyrone were pretty much lording it. They went about maybe 4 or 5 points up. And then I think Monaghan put the pressure on a wee bit on the kick-outs, Tom, which changed it a bit. Put Morgan under pressure with the kick-out. He started kicking along, and Monaghan started winning a lot of midfield ball. And the whole game changed for them. And they basically brought it back to level. And we weren't looking good, Tom, in the latter stage of the first half. And unfortunately then, there came the goal. It's very similar to the situation, Tom, one time we played Donegal and McCool Park. In the first inning championship, and I remember Donegal getting a goal and a point just prior to the first half, and it was the exact same situation where Monaghan got a goal and a point just and turned the game in his head, Tom. And it wasn't looking good at that time, at half time, you know, for us. So, you know, as I say, we won a good part of the first half, but it lacked a lot of intensity, Tom, and there was a lot of players, in my opinion, that didn't seem to play up to the mark, you know, on the first half, showing it all. And then I suppose in the second half, you know, Monaghan just seemed to be on a different gear for us for good parts of it, you know.
Nevertheless, you know, what a 5 minutes to go of normal time plus whatever injury time, you know, you were level.
Again, Tom, that's what the point I was going to say was, you know, normally, like, we did get back to it. We got ourselves back. We crawled it back to level. To be honest with you, normally, Tyrone would be, you know, again, I remember the Ulster final 2 years ago, Donegal. It was in the same situation, most near the end. We got back level and we actually ended up winning it. But this time, Tom, we got back level and the problem, Tom, there was the fact that there was no leaders in the team. We lacked leadership right through the whole game, basically, in my opinion. But there was no leaders at that stage, Tom, to take the game by the scruff of the neck and take us over the line. And the fact that, you know, we started with our leaders on the day, our leaders normally on the day would be the likes of Tiernan McCann and Colm Kavanagh and Matty Donnelly to an extent, and they weren't there, Tom. They were obviously started and weren't fit to finish, so they weren't there to carry us over that line at that stage, and we just lacked it, Tom. But look, we can't take away from what the management of Monaghan, like, Tom, had their homework done to a T. You know, their tactics were perfect, you know, and then the brilliance of their keeper and their kick-outs and in these free hitting, and then of course McManus, Tom. And in fairness, I thought Ronan McNamee done a good job on McManus. He kept him fairly quiet for a good maybe three quarters of the game. But just at that stage, unfortunately, there was a free for against us. Tiernan McCann cut the free, and McManus scored that point. And from then on, he just took over, and he just was a masterclass, Tom, at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, tell me, you mentioned it there, Colm Kavanagh and Tiernan McCann be two of your leaders. Both of them had been out injured for quite a while. Colm had to come off at half time, was it? And Tiernan nearly in the middle of the second half. Was it a bit of a gamble to play them?
I suppose you yourself, Tom, in games, you know, if Tyrone had won, well then it would have been, the gamble would have played off. We lost the game, we didn't play well, and the gamble obviously didn't work, Tom, and it was a gamble, you know, maybe that didn't work out for us, but luckily enough, I suppose the fact that we're still in the, you know, still in the qualifiers. Luckily enough, these lads didn't get re-injured. They just ran out of steam, Tom. They weren't match fit. They hadn't it in their legs to finish the game. But I suppose in hindsight now, Tom, when you look at it, and I suppose Mickey probably will need to learn from stuff. I guess that, you know, at the end of the game where we needed that bit of leadership, Tom, it's possibly that he should have maybe left one or two of them off, you know. Even Lee Brennan didn't finish the game either, Tom. He hadn't trained either up to about, I think he only started training the last week. So, Tom, it was a gamble, of course, and it didn't work out. But I suppose, and say, going forward, luckily we're in the qualifiers, and these lads are still okay. They're not injured, which is, I suppose, a blessing for that.
If there is a positive, you know, 116 is a good score.
Tom, look, from a positive point of view, if you look at Tyrone, look, personally, when you look through the team, I felt that a lot of our players didn't come up to scratch. Like, Sludden's a guy you normally rely on to break through the middle. It didn't work. Monaghan seemed to put us down the wings. A lot of our attacking play went down the sidelines. You know, Mark Bradley, Lee Brennan, them boys all ended up getting balls in non-scorable situations, Tom. So, again, back to their tactics of Monaghan was great. But from a Tyrone point of view, if there's any positive to be taken from it, was the fact that so many of our lads didn't perform on the day. So, and we still were there and thereabouts at the end. So that's a positive, the fact that these boys can only improve, Tom, you know.
Is there a question of the standard of fitness? Because Monaghan finished the first half strong and they finished the game strong.
Tom, I tell you, I still believe that I would never doubt their level of fitness, but I just again would give Malachy a lot of credit for what he said, the way he set a team up. You know, he didn't start McGarry, the young lad, the blonde lad, who came on. He didn't start him, and he was man of the match in one of the league matches against Dublin. So, you know, he set his team up, Tom, and he got his tactics spot on the day. He obviously worked for the last 10 minutes of the first half. He worked. You know, they obviously talked about that, and they needed a big effort the last 10 minutes, and the same thing in the final stages. But I suppose in the second half, Tom, it was a bit of genius really from McManus that the point was amazing, and a couple of other scores that he got and the few assists that he got, it was just, you know, that's top drawer, Tom. It's like when I talk about Michael Murphy, what he's capable of doing for teams. You know, as I said about him, you know, when you've got him in your team, anything's possible, and the same applies to Cormac or to McManus.
Tell me,
whenever he's never man on Tom, anything is possible.
I'm just watching the clock here. Can Tyrone, or will they regroup, or what's
Tom? Listen, you know, as I say, we're in the qualifiers. Tyrone can only improve here. I still think, honestly, that we're going to be in the final eights. We're going to be there, the super eights. And I would rather meet Donegal, Tom, who I fancy to win Ulster. I'd rather meet them as them being Ulster champions than them meeting us as Ulster champions. So, to me personally, it's not the end of the world as far as Tyrone is concerned, I would say. Like.
Anyway, you mentioned Donegal there, Ulster champions in waiting. They're playing Derry on Sunday. Obviously, you expect them to win that one.
I would, Tom. I've been saying this all along that I fancy Donegal. I fancy from the start. You know, they were very unfortunate through the league. I felt Donegal they were unfortunate in matches against Kerry, for instance. Had they got a one there, you know, a lot of stuff would have been different from the league. They were unfortunate in a few games, Tom, and their league form was as good as anybody's, but they just unfortunately weren't getting the results.